This is the NOCM ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What time does the train leave? 2. How often do you exercise? 3. Could you help me carry these bags? 4. Is there a cash machine near here? 5. What did you think of the film? 6. How long will the meeting last? 7. Would you like a window seat or a middle seat? 8. What made you decide to start learning Spanish? 9. Do you know what time the shops open on Saturday? 10. Can you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What time does the train leave? 2. How often do you exercise? 3. Could you help me carry these bags? 4. Is there a cash machine near here? 5. What did you think of the film? 6. How long will the meeting last? 7. Would you like a window seat or a middle seat? 8. What made you decide to start learning Spanish? 9. Do you know what time the shops open on Saturday? 10. Can you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Martin. So what did you make of the escape room last weekend?
Hi, Claire. It was far more enjoyable than I had anticipated. I assumed it would be quite straightforward, but some of the puzzles were surprisingly challenging.
I didn't really know what to expect either. It really was a fun experience.
Definitely, and the room was so well designed. It felt as though we'd stepped into an explorer's study with all those maps, ancient books and strange-looking statues.
Don't forget the fake cobwebs and the dim lighting. It created such a mysterious atmosphere.
That first puzzle with the map almost completely threw us. I hadn't even noticed the clue hidden underneath the table.
Good thing I found it while I was checking under the furniture.
And that voice from the speaker surprised me. I thought someone had actually entered the room.
Same here, but after that moment, I really started to get into it. It felt like we were part of a real-life adventure.
Once we solved the clock puzzle, everything began to fall into place. We definitely worked more effectively as a team after that.
We did, and I liked how we each noticed different things. You picked up on patterns I didn't even see.
And you were brilliant at spotting tiny details. That really helped with the mirror clue, even if it took us a while to figure out.
Yes, that was the toughest one. All we had to do was check behind it.
Still, escaping with 5 minutes left isn't bad for our first attempt. Let's book one for next month.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Martin. So what did you make of the escape room last weekend?
Hi, Claire. It was far more enjoyable than I had anticipated. I assumed it would be quite straightforward, but some of the puzzles were surprisingly challenging.
I didn't really know what to expect either. It really was a fun experience.
Definitely, and the room was so well designed. It felt as though we'd stepped into an explorer's study with all those maps, ancient books and strange-looking statues.
Don't forget the fake cobwebs and the dim lighting. It created such a mysterious atmosphere.
That first puzzle with the map almost completely threw us. I hadn't even noticed the clue hidden underneath the table.
Good thing I found it while I was checking under the furniture.
And that voice from the speaker surprised me. I thought someone had actually entered the room.
Same here, but after that moment, I really started to get into it. It felt like we were part of a real-life adventure.
Once we solved the clock puzzle, everything began to fall into place. We definitely worked more effectively as a team after that.
We did, and I liked how we each noticed different things. You picked up on patterns I didn't even see.
And you were brilliant at spotting tiny details. That really helped with the mirror clue, even if it took us a while to figure out.
Yes, that was the toughest one. All we had to do was check behind it.
Still, escaping with 5 minutes left isn't bad for our first attempt. Let's book one for next month.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Are you here to discuss your university accommodation options?
Yes, I'm starting my computer engineering course and I wanted to explore what housing options are available before the term begins.
We provide several types of accommodation, depending on your budget and the kind of environment you're looking for.
I prefer somewhere quiet, as I'll need to focus on my studies, especially during the evenings.
In that case, the postgraduate halls might be ideal. They tend to be quieter and offer more privacy compared to shared undergraduate flats. You'd have your own bedroom and bathroom while sharing a kitchen with a small group of residents.
How close are they to the main university buildings?
They're quite close, about a 10-minute walk from campus. There's also a bus service every 15 minutes if you'd rather not walk. The city centre is a bit farther, but still easily accessible.
What can you tell me about the shared flats?
Those tend to be more sociable. They're popular among those who want to meet people and are generally a bit cheaper.
Are the options and locations based on courses?
No. You could be attending any course, such as art, history, or music.
I think I'd prefer to have my own space this year.
In that case, a self-contained studio might be your best choice. You'd have your own bathroom and a small kitchen, all within a private unit. Plus, utilities like heating, electricity and internet are included in the rent.
Perfect. I'd like to apply for a studio then.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Are you here to discuss your university accommodation options?
Yes, I'm starting my computer engineering course and I wanted to explore what housing options are available before the term begins.
We provide several types of accommodation, depending on your budget and the kind of environment you're looking for.
I prefer somewhere quiet, as I'll need to focus on my studies, especially during the evenings.
In that case, the postgraduate halls might be ideal. They tend to be quieter and offer more privacy compared to shared undergraduate flats. You'd have your own bedroom and bathroom while sharing a kitchen with a small group of residents.
How close are they to the main university buildings?
They're quite close, about a 10-minute walk from campus. There's also a bus service every 15 minutes if you'd rather not walk. The city centre is a bit farther, but still easily accessible.
What can you tell me about the shared flats?
Those tend to be more sociable. They're popular among those who want to meet people and are generally a bit cheaper.
Are the options and locations based on courses?
No. You could be attending any course, such as art, history, or music.
I think I'd prefer to have my own space this year.
In that case, a self-contained studio might be your best choice. You'd have your own bathroom and a small kitchen, all within a private unit. Plus, utilities like heating, electricity, and internet are included in the rent.
Perfect. I'd like to apply for a studio then.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Sunshine FM. I'm Jasmine Taylor. Today we're launching a brand new segment that focuses on mindfulness. You've told us that mornings can be stressful with getting the kids ready, rushing to work and making breakfast in a hurry. That's why every weekday at this time, we'll bring you a short moment to pause, breathe and reset. Each segment will include simple breathing techniques, short visualizations and tips on staying present throughout the day. Whether you're in the kitchen, on the bus or still in bed, you can take a couple of minutes to slow down and notice how you're feeling. We'll also be joined each Wednesday by a guest speaker, someone with experience in meditation, mental health or positive thinking. They'll share some personal insights and easy ways to bring mindfulness into everyday life. You can also visit our website. There, you'll find guided audio tracks and practical resources to support you throughout the week.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Sunshine FM. I'm Jasmine Taylor. Today we're launching a brand new segment that focuses on mindfulness. You've told us that mornings can be stressful with getting the kids ready, rushing to work and making breakfast in a hurry. That's why every weekday at this time, we'll bring you a short moment to pause, breathe and reset. Each segment will include simple breathing techniques, short visualizations and tips on staying present throughout the day. Whether you're in the kitchen, on the bus or still in bed, you can take a couple of minutes to slow down and notice how you're feeling. We'll also be joined each Wednesday by a guest speaker, someone with experience in meditation, mental health or positive thinking. They'll share some personal insights and easy ways to bring mindfulness into everyday life. You can also visit our website. There, you'll find guided audio tracks and practical resources to support you throughout the week.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin today's lessons, I'd like to share an announcement about an exciting event happening next week. On Thursday, we'll be hosting our annual Charity Day in support of Willow Children's Hospital. This year's theme is superheroes. You're welcome to come dressed as any superhero, whether it's a well-known character from a comic or film, or one you've created yourself. Let your imagination guide you. Throughout the day, a range of activities will take place, including a themed quiz in the library, a bake sale during break time, and team games on the field in the afternoon. Our goal is to raise money to help the hospital purchase books, toys, and art supplies for the children in their care. If you'd like to get involved, please sign up on the sheet posted outside the school office by the end of Tuesday. You can volunteer to help run a stall, contribute home-baked goods, or take part in the games. A full costume isn't necessary. The most important thing is to participate and show your support for this meaningful cause.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin today's lessons, I'd like to share an announcement about an exciting event happening next week. On Thursday, we'll be hosting our annual Charity Day in support of Willow Children's Hospital. This year's theme is superheroes. You're welcome to come dressed as any superhero, whether it's a well-known character from a comic or film, or one you've created yourself. Let your imagination guide you. Throughout the day, a range of activities will take place, including a themed quiz in the library, a bake sale during break time, and team games on the field in the afternoon. Our goal is to raise money to help the hospital purchase books, toys and art supplies for the children in their care. If you'd like to get involved, please sign up on the sheet posted outside the school office by the end of Tuesday. You can volunteer to help run a stall, contribute home-baked goods, or take part in the games. A full costume isn't necessary. The most important thing is to participate and show your support for this meaningful cause.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.